So I was really taking a stock in the inventory of my life and taking a look at the calendar and deciding what to do with work. And I think a natural process for most people is to look at where you have been, what you have done, and where you are headed. And at that point, it was, what am I going to do next? Am I going to do this forever? And like I said, potentially die at my desk? Or am I going to really take stock in what it is that I haven't done and figure out why I haven't done that? So that's what I began to do. And like I said, I was in my mid-60s. And I started to look at all of those creative types of things that I wished I had done.
A premature ending to a career in education. A chance encounter with filmmaker M. Night Shyamalan. An injury that ended a 25-year career in pro sports. Each one of these became a catalyst for a noteworthy second act. We all know that things happen in life, but it's how you choose to respond that makes a difference. And in these three stories, you'll hear how having an open mind opened new doors. This is a mini-episode of the Retirement Wisdom Podcast. As we approach our 100th episode this year, we're spotlighting our best conversations on selected topics. When Dr. Cynthia Barnett's career in education came to a close, she chose to take on a new challenge, inspiring girls to prepare for careers in science, technology, engineering, and math through a new program she created, the Amazing Girls Science Program.
And I saw an article that said, why so few women in the sciences? Well, a light bulb went off. This Cynthia, it said, this is what you're meant to do. So I decided to join the movement to get women and girls into sciences. And I just brought all of my experiences as a teacher, guidance counselor, and administrator to create a nonprofit program. And I called it Amazing Girls Science. And that is how I started my science program. And today the girls are now, a lot of the girls are now in college. And they are on fire, and so am I.
So you said before, one door closes and another door opens.
Absolutely.
You just have to be willing to look for it and take it.
To step into the door and not be afraid. And when I started the program, I really didn't know where I was going with the program. But I collaborated with a community college, and I had my first science conference, and I expected about 50 girls. But over 100 girls showed up, and I did have the space and the teachers. But the parents said to me after that first conference, what's next?
Melissa Davey was a corporate executive in the Philadelphia area when one day, on their way back to the office, she and a colleague noticed bright lights. It was M. Night Shyamalan filming his latest picture. It led her to enter and ultimately win a contest he had to have dinner with him. Down the road, it led her to make a big decision and create a second act for herself to become a filmmaker in her mid-60s, and she created the award-winning documentary, The Beyond 60 Project.
And he was doing a scene that took all day. And when I say all day, it's more than a 10-hour proposition to do a day on the set. So I showed up in the dark and went home in the dark. And that was the day that it hit me that, oh my God, this is an amazing process. He had me behind the camera with him every step of the way. I figured I would be sitting in a corner. He was gaining money for his foundation, and he would have this woman sitting in a chair watching him. But no, he was hands-on, get behind the camera with me, let me explain what I'm doing, why I did it this way. We did a more than two-hour round trip train sequence where we were on an Amtrak train to Harrisburg and back so that we could get a specific scene. And it was just fascinating. And I fell in love with the process. And when we came back and we sat down for lunch, he said to me, what do you do? And I was trying to very quickly explain risk management and Social Security disability services for the insurance industry. Really kind of a tricky thing to try to do to explain that to a filmmaker. And he looked at me curiously with kind of this twinkle in his eye, and he said, what do you really want to do? And my immediate response was, well, I want your job. And his immediate response was, well, you better hurry up. So that was March of 2014. And again, to shorten the story, I went home. I told my husband I was going to quit my job and become a filmmaker, and then went to work the next day and told my CEO that I would be giving him a very long notice in order to be able to mentor and bring on someone to take over the side of the business. And I would give him at least a year. So on that day, I started in my head what would begin to be the Beyond 60 project. I thought, honestly, that if I was to do a film, that it needed to be related to something that I could relate to, that I understood and that held interest for me. And the most relatable thing was my age.
Steve Javy was a top referee in the NBA for 25 years when a chronic knee injury forced him to retire early without knowing what was next. What came next was a calling, and he became an ordained deacon in the Catholic Church.
And it was just incredible how the timing worked out where I was assigned to that last game six at the end of the season. So I remember my wife and I talking about it, even after coming home. I said, well, I wonder what's going to happen now. So that was June. And when I called my boss and told him I'm not going to be able to work anymore because of my knee. And I still remember, like, it was probably not till, I'm going to say maybe the end of December, somewhere around maybe after Christmas, beginning of January, where I was praying. I was like wondering what was going to happen. And it wasn't a matter of like when people like discern or pray or like what's going to happen. I would just in prayer, daily prayer, just talk to the Lord and go, hey, you know what, Lord, what do you have for me? Show me the way and make sure my heart and my eyes are open to what you have planned for me and whatever it may be. I had no idea. And so my wife and I went to a presentation by a Catholic speaker, Jeff Cavins, world-renowned Catholic speaker, and really, really great talk. And he talked about how God speaks to you. Now, mind you, I've been praying for 6 months now, 7 months for God to speak to me. And I'm listening to him say that. And I go, yeah, buddy, he might speak to you. He's not speaking to me. I know that. Well, he gave us an example. I'm not going to get into the long story of how God speaks to you. And that very moment, the word deacon came into my mind. Now, I didn't know what a deacon did. We had a couple of deacons at our parish. I mean, what does he do? How do you go about it? I have no idea. But I couldn't get this word deacon out of my mind.
You'll find links in the show notes to these three episodes, so you can listen to the full conversations, hear their stories, and especially their advice for anyone who's retiring but not done yet. Check out our most popular coaching program, Designing Your Second Career, on our website, retirementwisdom.com. Keep an eye out for coming details on a new 6-week group coaching version of the program, which will be launching next month. You can schedule a call on our website if you'd like to learn more. Thanks for listening to Retirement Wisdom Podcast. We help people retire smarter by focusing on the non-financial side of life after your primary career, and especially on how you'll invest your most valuable asset, your time.